This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh, wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu, wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أعاذنا الله وإياكم من النار. Dear respective brothers and sisters, year in year out we find that Ramadan comes and it goes, and before we even know it we realize, or we don't tend to realize, the full extent of the month of Ramadan. And we also don't comprehend how a person might be able to get the maximum and also the optimum reward. So Ramadan comes, this big blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us all with. How many people passed away before the month of Ramadan and they never had the ability to seize this great opportunity of getting the reward, the forgiveness, the reward that gets multiplied over and over again in this month of Ramadan. So brothers and sisters, what we want to do, we want to realize and also come to terms and understand how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was when he came to the month of Ramadan, so we can maximize and also get the optimum reward. Some of us, we might think that the month of Ramadan is only about staying away from food and drink and staying away from our desires. That if we was to now stay away from food and drink and let the time go past by either sleeping and letting the past, or letting the time go past us, then we have established the fasting of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Laysa siyamu min al-akli wa shurb." Fasting is not only about staying away from food and drink. Wa innama siyamu min al-akli wa innama siyamu min al-laghwi wa rafath. Rather, the fasting is also about staying away, abstaining from false talk. Whether it is backbiting, whether it is swearing, whether it is talking about things that have absolute no benefit. And also staying away from obscenity. It is more than what we might end up thinking that Ramadan is like this. So brothers and sisters, from the things that we're going to mention today of how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, he used to engage in activities. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was active when he came into the month of Ramadan. For those that ponder upon the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you would find that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam engaged in jihad. The battle of Badr, in which month was it? It was in the month of Ramadan. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam opened up Makkah, the conquest of Makkah, this also took place in the month of Ramadan. Brothers and sisters, contemplate. Imagine now, all we talk about or all we complain about in the month of Ramadan. If the kuffar, those people that work with us in the workplaces, the people that live around us, our neighbors, the only thing they hear from us is complaining. I feel hungry and I feel thirsty, and we act weak in front of them. Then how on earth do we expect the non-Muslims to ever look at al-Islam and to ever embrace Islam, when all they can see is usur and mashaqqa, hardness and also harshness and problems that the Muslims are facing today? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was other than this, and likewise the Sahaba. Our Sharia tells us that this religion is easy. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants ease for you and He doesn't want any hardship. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Mu'ad ibn Jabal and also Abu Musa al-Ash'ari to Yemen, one of the things that he advised them with, he said to them, يَسِّرَا وَلَا تُعَسِّرَا. Make it easy for the people and do not make it hard. بَشِّرَا وَلَا تُنَفِّرَا. And give the people glad tidings and do not make the people run away. So when we are now acting all week in front of the eyes of the disbelievers, the non-Muslims, how do we expect that they are ever going to look at Islam as if it is an easy religion? If anything, it will make them run away. And this is something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said and told us not to do. وَلَا تُنَفِّرَا. Do not chase the people away. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, إِنَّ الدِّينَ يُسْرٌ. The religion is ease. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't put any hardship upon your religion. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to perform the Umrah al-Qadha, the kuffar, they were saying, Quraysh, they were saying, the Muslims, they've been afflicted with a contagious disease. They're going to come and they're going to look all sick. They're going to be weak. They're not even going to be able to perform their Umrah properly. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded his companions every time they were between the Ruknayn al-Yamaniyin to start jogging and to show them their muscles to do the Ittiba'. So the Kuffar and the Quraysh, they could see that the Muslims are not weak. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded them to do this so they don't think negative about how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions were. When it came the time of jihad, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were being faced by the disbelievers thought, this is the time we can get one against the Muslimin. Why? Because they're fasting. It's the month of Ramadan. But the Sahaba, they never let in. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them victory. Even though they might have been weak physically, they never showed any signs of fatigue. They showed signs that they had the ability. So it put frightening in the hearts of the disbelievers. The whole Shahidis, brothers and sisters, I don't want someone to get the wrong end of the stick that we're encouraging the people to go to Syria or to go to Iraq to go fight jihad. The whole shahid is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was active in the month of Ramadan. And this is not something that the masjid sees or we see. The permissibility of going out to Iraq to fight with ISIS. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this religion easy. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do. Umar ibn al-Khattab saw a man dragging his feet. He said to him, get up properly and walk properly. So he doesn't look all weak. As if he's a man that is dropping. The Muslim, al-mu'min al-qawi khayru min al-mu'min al-da'if. Wa likullin khayr. The believer that is, or has strength, that is strong, is better than the believer that is weak. This is in regards to al-iman and also the physical ability of an individual, as some of the shurah they mentioned. So brothers and sisters, we contemplate upon this matter, that we don't show signs of fatigue. And it's a form of da'wah, that we show the people that we're able to do things, that we are active. Some of the ways that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was active in the month of Ramadan. Ibn Abbas said, أجود ما يكون النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في رمضان. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the month of Ramadan, he would be very, very generous. Very generous when it came to spending. حينما يلقاه جبريل فيدارسه القرآن. So the time, this was a time when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam used to come to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam every single night in the month of Ramadan. فَيُدَارِسُهُ الْقُرْآنَ. And he would teach him the Quran. وَأَجْوَدْ مَا يَكُونُ بِالْخَيْرِ أو أَجْوَدْ مِنْ رِيحِ الْمُرْسَلَةِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam was more generous than a blowing wind. He would pay sadaqah and he wouldn't think twice. Meaning that the time of opportunity, when the opportunity came to give sadaqah, he would do this very, very quickly. And this is a man, ikhwani, brothers and sisters, a man who sometimes would leave his house and he would fast. Why? Because there is no food in his house. He was a poor man. He died while his cloak was at a ransom, or was ransomed at the Yahudi. Why? Out of debt. And the Prophet ﷺ was still a man who would give sadaqah on a regular basis, especially in the month of Ramadan. Brothers and sisters, when it comes to investment, someone making an investment in the business, someone comes up to us, portrays a particular picture, and he convinces us to part with our money. Why? Because we want that money. We want to make more money. This is a human being telling us. And we're willing to take the opportunity to maybe invest in whatever we're going to invest in order to gain more money. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ikhwani, tells us in the Quran, وَمَا أَنفَقْتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. Never ever does a person spend except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaces it with that which is better. It came in another hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ثَلَاثَةٌ أَخْسِمْ بِهِنَّ. Three things that I swear by Allah by. He swore that when a person spends, it doesn't decrease him in wealth. مَا نَقَصَ صَدَقَةٌ مِّن مَالٍ. So you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling you that when you spend, it doesn't decrease you, your wealth. Rather, it replaces it with that which is better. A person's gaining and he's not losing out. So if we have this, ikhwani fillah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a promise, and we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't fail in His promises. وَعْدَ اللَّهِ لَا يُخْلِفُ اللَّهُ وَعْدَهُ. The promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He never, ever fails in His promise. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. What is more truthful than the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Here He is promising you. The Khaliq, the Provider, the Creator, the One that has created everything, promises you this. But when a Bashar, a human being, comes and he convinces us, we are very, very easy when it comes to parting with our money. Because of this fitna that our community and the human being has been afflicted with, of this dunya, of the money. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَاتَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا وَاتَّقُوا النِّسَاءِ فَإِنَّ أَوَّلَ فِتْنَةَ بَنِي إِسْرَالِ كَانَتْ فِي النِّسَاءِ. Fear this dunya, fear it. Some people, ikhwani, some people, after they pass away and they are held to account, are going to be wishing that they can go back to this dunya to pay what? As it came in the ayah, فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. So that they can go and pay the sadaqah due to the amount of reward that sadaqah has. This is something that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave emphasis to. أَجْوَدْ مَا يَكُونَ فِي رَمَضَانِ. He was the most generous when it came to the month of Ramadan. And he was a poor man. He was a poor man, ikhwani. As we mentioned before, he would leave his house. Why? Because there is no food. There was a time when he left his house and he met Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, what is the reason why you left your home? So he said, the only thing that made me leave my home is that which made you leave your home. Severe hunger. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to tie something on his stomach to quench his hunger. And the Sahaba, ikhwani fillah, they were like this. Even though they were poor people, they would carry on paying the sadaqah. Another thing, ikhwani, the Quran. The Quran, something that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do. Every night, Jibreel would come to him, فَيُدَارِسُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. They would recite the Quran, they would learn the Quran, revise it. So we ask ourselves, 2 weeks before Ramadan, I remember I gave a khutbah in this masjid in regards to the virtues of Ramadan. And one of the main things that we gave emphasis to was the Quran. So brothers and sisters, I ask you, billahi alaykum, from before Ramadan till now, how many times have we picked up the Quran? To read the Quran, this is the month where the Quran was coming down. A lot of us, when we hear the word jihad, we think that jihad is the jihad with saif, the jihad with the sword, to go out violently and physically. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَجَاهِدْهُمْ بِهِ جِهَادًا كَبِيرًا. Do you know what the intended purpose here in this ayah is? To make jihad of the Quran. This is the biggest form and the greatest form of jihad, to do it with the Quran. So if this is the best thing that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did in the month of Quran, the month of Ramadan, then why are we not doing this? When is the last time, Ikhwani, ask yourself this, please. When is the last time we picked up the Quran? This dunya has taken us away. We give precedence to everything else. This is why this dunya is cursed. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, "Ad-dunya mal'una, mal'unun ma fiha illa dhikra Allah." This dunya is cursed, and every single thing in it is cursed, except for a few things. Illa dhikra Allah, wa ma wala wa 'aliman aw muta'allima. The remembrance of Allah, the one that learns his religion, and the one that goes and teaches it. Why is it mal'un? Because it busies a person away from his main objective, his worship, from the things of the Quran. So brothers and sisters, please contemplate upon these things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do on a regular basis in the month of Ramadan. Sadaqah, and also reading Quran. A third thing, Ikhwani, that I want to mention, a third thing that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to constantly engage on, and he gave emphasis to this as well, is that which is related to dua. How many problems do we have today? Some of our brothers and sisters, they're running around on the streets, uncontrollable. Nobody can control them. We're suffering from financial difficulties. We got health problems. We have all sorts of problems. And as soon as we're afflicted with these kind of problems, whether it is money problems, what does the human being do? The first place that he calls, or the first place that he runs to, is the job center. We get ill, we are lining up at the GP. Nobody is saying, Ikhwani, don't take the asbab, don't take the causes. But that which is requested from you is to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe that one dua that you do, that one dua that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam talked about, that very moment, the problems that we're having can get removed straight away. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ثَلَاثَةٌ لَا تُرَدُّ دَعْوَتُهُمْ. Three people won't have their dua rejected. From the people he mentioned, Al-Imam Al-Adil, the just ruler. The second one that he mentioned, As-Sa'im Hatta Yaftura, the one that's fasting until he breaks it. Today, we look at Ramadan as if it is a burden coming our way. The Salaf weren't like this, Ikhwani. The Salaf, they weren't like this. 6 months before Ramadan, they would make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, helping them or asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reach the month of Ramadan. And today when Ramadan comes, we think to ourselves, when is Ramadan going to finish? 20 hours, I can't handle this anymore. How can I fast 20 hours? It's a ni'mah in itself that Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying, three people won't have their dua rejected. And from them is as-sa'im hatta yaftur. 20 hours that we're fasting, Ikhwani, 20 hours. From the moment we start fasting, all the way till the end, whatever you might need, whatever problem that you have, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have a problem today when we make dua, it's more like a half-hearted dua. As if this is not something that's going to happen. Ikhwani, if someone wants to walk through the door and say, whoever does this action for me, whoever does this work for me, I'm going to triple his pay. Every single person is going to run out through that door and he's going to try and do that. Why? Because it's related to money. And we believe what this Bashar is saying, this individual. Here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam promises from the time that you start fasting all the way till the end. Sometimes we might have a misconception that a person's dua only gets accepted at the time of iftar. Here the Prophet is telling you from the time that you start all the way till the end. Imagine, Ikhwani, just one time that we put our hands up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at this hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allah hayyun kareemun yastahi min 'abdihi idha rafa'a yadayhi ilayhi an yarudduhuma sifra." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shy. He's generous that when his slave puts his hands up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he rejects him and he returns him empty-handed. Here you have a promise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling you, the amount of problems that we have, Ikhwani. Just one time, imagine one time, we put our hands up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why do we belittle the giving of our Lord? We might think to ourselves, oh, this is maybe impossible for me to become a manager. Or this cancer that I have, this cancer might never ever be removed. Is the lack of hope that we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The lack of authenticity. Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَمَا كَانَ عَطَاءُ رَبِّكَ مَحْذُورًا. The giving of your Lord is not limited. وَمَا ذَٰلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. And nothing is hard with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He also mentioned in another ayah, إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُنْ. That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants something, He says be and it becomes. That's how easy it is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we ask ourselves sometimes, why is our call or dua not accepted? Are we making dua properly? Do we have the full authenticity and hope with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وسائر المسلمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد, brothers and sisters, another thing that I want to point out, hoping that we don't become from those that are mentioned in the hadith when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned رُبَّ صَائِمْ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ إِلَى الْجُوعِ وَالْعَطَشِ. Perhaps a person he fasts 20 hours, the whole of Ramadan comes and goes, and he doesn't get anything out of the fasting except thirst and hunger. Why? Because maybe he fell into some issues that were prohibited and disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that which I want to give emphasis to is that which is related to wasting food that happens every Ramadan. And we see this. Ikhwani, I live on a flat in Haifa. I live on a flat. I haven't seen the bin that full outside the Ramadan since I moved to that place. The amount of bags that are there, the food that is filled inside these bins, I haven't seen this outside Ramadan, and I've been living there for 8 months. Very, very easy to fall into this in the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in a numerous amount of ayat in regards to wasting food. And when it comes to wasting food, ikhwani, let's go back at the way of the salaf. How they were when it came to the issue of wasting. And ikhwani, when I mention the word salaf, a lot of people, they're very, very allergic to the word salaf because they don't know what it means. Maybe they saw a few individuals, and because of this, they saw that the whole of a Salafi is like this. What does Salafi mean? Salafi is to go pick up the Quran and to understand it, just like how the Sahaba understood it. To say that which they said, to act upon that which they said, and also to believe that which they believed. That's what it all means. We always reiterate, do not look at the personalities and some of the actions of the people. Because the people, and it will make a person misunderstand and have a conception about what this is. Going back, how were the Sahaba when it came to the issue of wasting food? Maymuna radiallahu anha, one of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One time she narrated that a timr, a date, dropped on the floor. So she picked it up. A date that dropped on the floor. Today, the kind of tradition and the culture that we might have, if something drops on the floor and someone picks it up, they look at this person as if he's a tramp. He hasn't been fed before. Why is he picking something off the floor? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us otherwise. To take the dirt and the harm of that food parcel and then to eat it, and not to leave it for the shaytan. And also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us to lick our fingers when a person finishes his food. Why is that? Not to leave it for the shaytan. And not to waste food. Brothers and sisters, just because we're fasting 20 hours, it is not befitting that we think to ourselves that we need 3 meals at 9:34 to make up for all the food that we missed. When in reality, a person can't bear that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us in the Quran, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Those that waste are the brothers of the shaytan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا. Eat, drink, and do not waste. And also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, الطعام لواحد كافي لإثنين. والطعام لإثنين كافي لأربعة. والطعام لأربعة كافي لثمانية. The food of one is sufficient for two. And the food of two is sufficient for four. And the food of four is sufficient for eight. We have to economize, ikhwani. This is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited and that we need to think about. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this a Ramadan that we get the benefit, the maximum benefit and also the optimum reward. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.